This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're going to be starting things out here with a special guest tonight, all the way from across the pond. Luke Layton is with us here from the EOMA 68, I don't know what you'd want to call this, Luke. It's a crowdfunding campaign. You guys are putting together a pretty amazing concept that I think a lot of our listeners will really appreciate, given that there's a lot of privacy people in our listenership audience. You know, we've talked a lot about Edward Snowden. We've talked about the different apps that you can have on your phone to increase your privacy. And you guys are putting together a computer, actually sort of like a build-your-own, almost like a build-your-own computer. I mean, what's the best way to describe this for people?
Right. It's a modular, upgradable design where we've chosen the processor based on the fact that we get the complete source code right down to the bedrock.
You guys get the source code or the...
We can get it so you can check it.
And the idea behind why that's important.
Okay.
Without getting too technical, right? Because here's the challenge for what we're doing here tonight. This isn't, a tech radio show.
No.
It is a general audience radio show. So why should someone be concerned with the code at the base level of a computing device?
From the intelligence community, the rule is if you can't check it, you have to assume it's worst case scenario.
Meaning back doors, getting ways in that you don't know about, compromised security.
So... if you haven't got the source code, nobody can check it. You have to assume that it's been compromised.
Yeah, there's a good chance it has. The NSA has gotten back doors in many major computing devices. We certainly can't say all of them, but many of them we've reported on here.
Did you do the one where Cisco had to have a clean room where you can inspect the routers?
Who was inspecting
Cisco? Cisco. The customers, when they ship it, the NSA has been capturing the boxes, installing backdoor software on it. So when they check it at the factory, it's fine. When it arrives, it's not.
Wow.
And they've had to ship like five different boxes, most of them empty, to make sure that they can confuse the NSA and the CIA to not think. And then when it arrives, have the customer come and inspect the box.
How do they inspect it? How do they find out that the NSA's put a backdoor in it? I mean, they run
when it starts phoning home.
Okay. That's crazy stuff.
So you've got a computer that's very, very small. You have one of them with you here.
Yeah.
The actual chip itself, what's in it? What is that? Is that more than just a processor?
It's basically a fully functioning computer.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is, because it's eco-friendly, we're reusing the old PC card, PCMTA casework. Yep. So
it looks like my old Wi-Fi Ethernet card.
That's
something.
Right.
Yeah. From like 20 years ago. Yeah. Well, we found that there are companies still making this stuff. So rather than spend money, sort of $250,000 on tooling and stuff, we just reuse it.
This thing's about the size of, maybe a little bit smaller than a laptop hard drive. This is a very small...
It's the size of a credit card.
It's literally the same size as a credit card. If you put a stack of like four or five credit cards together, you've got the same size.
So what you're saying is they've crammed down a computer and what else into that?
Processor, memory,
RAM,
storage. Yeah, RAM, memory, storage, and then we've got micro HDMI, micro USB, and micro micro SD.
So as long as you apply power to this device and plug it into some sort of monitor, you've got your USB keyboard or whatever.
Absolutely,
you're good to go.
Absolutely.
But that's not really pretty. You don't want to just sell that little thing, right?
Actually, we are, because it's low cost. So if you've got a low cost, if you've got a family who they want to share, the thing about being modular is that you can take this out. You can get several of these cards, one per family, all right, and then have one base unit and then be able to use it, but also plug it into the television to sync. So it's about cost saving as well as.
I think it's really. I think it's going to be hard.
You say it's low cost. What is that? How much is that card?
If we get to mass volume, this is $16.
Wow. That's low cost, right?
Just if you order.
Okay, so we'd be able to sell it for like 25.
Yeah. And then you take this little tiny credit card size computer device, mm-hmm. and then you put it inside some sort of housing.
A laptop.
Right?
A desktop.
Yeah.
A tablet. So you can then save a thing. So the point is, the reason why we're saying it's Earth-friendly computing devices is because you, instead of the normal thing where when you break your laptop or it goes wrong, you have to go out and buy a new one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Where instead of the thing, you just go and buy, if you want to upgrade it, you just buy a $50 replacement computer card instead of a $500 laptop.
And some people, I'm sure, in our audience have seen the pictures of these garbage heaps or whatever with, you know, unending amounts of computer technology.
Right. People in foreign countries who are trying to get the copper and the gold out of laptops, and they're just polluting their environment.
You've seen the photographs with the guys from India sort of poking sulfuric acid baths with a stick.
Yes.
Sounds horrifying.
Disturbing. It's disturbing stuff. And obviously, if you have a modular device, you're only throwing away things that are broken.
Exactly.
Or that are outdated.
Outdated, obsolete.
Because you don't need
But here's the thing is, what you can do is you can, the computer cards, because it's based on a standard, you can move them down the chain. So you can keep even, you don't want the computer card because it's too slow for what you're doing.
You can stick it
in the kit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put it in the kid's tablet.
Right. So that way you kind of hand me down computers.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about this desktop because I think that's the most amazing thing that's going on. By the way, you can go see all everything we're talking about at computer.freetalklive.com.
Right, that's going to take you to a fundraiser on a site called CrowdSupply, which will show you pictures and, you know, really
many at the moment, the thing is, if you go to the updates, you'll be able to see a whole stack of videos that I've been doing. Software running. We're just today, the one that we're going out shortly is we've managed to get full HD video playback.
That's pretty sweet.
So on a two and a half watt computer.
On that tiny little thing.
Yeah.
So this desktop is, I guess it's made out of like cut plywood. And it has plugs for everything you're going to need, you know. So it's going to have micro USB plugs, keyboard, mouse, monitor, plugs for everything you need. And you just slide this little credit card sized computer into it, and it functions at the, you know, at the speed of a regular computer, I guess.
Yeah, how fast is the processor in this thing?
It's good enough to be able to do email, printing, Word documents, web browsing, and because of the acceleration, the hardware acceleration on the video, you'll be able to do full video playback. So for most of the tasks, if you want to play games, get an Xbox.
Yeah, right. This isn't an Alienware.
Not at all. An Alienware, you would actually be able to cook your dinner on top of it. This is 2.5 watts.
This thing's great. And this is eco-friendly in the sense that it's
1,000 watts. 2.5 watts.
Right. I mean, you're using a lot less power, too.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so
you could run these off-grid if you want.
Question from Daryl, who has to sadly sit in the background because we only have three microphones in the studio,
Daryl.
But it's a good question. Is this like a Raspberry Pi? And what is a Raspberry Pi for people that don't know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Raspberry Pi was a educational computer that was done by one of the most hypocritical companies around, who run a spyware-based bootloader, which starts off on computer so you can't analyze what's going on. And kids are told that they can educate themselves only so far, but if they want to do something like watch films or learn about how to do MPEG video, they have to pay $2.50 to Broadcom for doing so. I am not happy with Mr. Broadcom.
So Broadcom is who manufactures the Raspberry Pi?
Well, they supply the processor to the Pi Foundation.
I can tell you one thing. I have a Raspberry Pi, and this thing that you have is much smaller than it.
Yeah. The form factor is about the same size. This is 5 millimeters high, designed for mass volume.
Yeah.
The Raspberry Pi is same size footprint, but it's about 15 millimeters high because it's bristling with connectors.
Right.
On this one, basically, everything's done as a sort of very slim thing. So you will plug it into something that gave you the connectors.
The breaks out.
For example, as you were saying, the desktop. Breakout board. We've got things for makers and people like that who want to make their own stuff. We've got a breakout board.
The amazing part of this is I'm looking at getting one of these computers, and it's $120 for the desktop.
and upgradable in the future.
It's right. And eco-friendly, completely secure. I mean, you're a fanatic about security.
Yeah, we haven't really even scratched the surface on how fanatical these guys are.
I don't think you can.
This is coming from the guys behind Think Penguin, and we'll talk about more about it here. 855-450-FREE if you've got some questions you want to join us here on Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been getting your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but your calls will be, for the moment, restricted to questions specifically about what we're talking about. And then we'll open it up to open phones, as we normally have here on Free Talk Live. It's rare that we'll have a guest in here, but you've got to be doing something pretty special to be a guest on Free Talk Live in general. And certainly so to sit in the studio here with us. So, Luke Layton, it's great to have you in the studio. You've actually been here in Keene, New Hampshire for a few weeks working with the guys from Think Penguin. And they have been, it's my understanding, they've been building really privacy-centric hardware for a long time. So it's a, it sounds like you guys have, I don't know how long you've known them. How long have you
2 years now.
Teamed up with them?
2 years now.
And what was the genesis of this idea? I mean, you've got this concept, for our listeners just tuning in, of a modular computer where you can keep the same screen. You've got a 3D printed laptop sitting in front of you right now here in the studio. It's a little janky, but it's a first, model.
This is one of my first early prototypes. Yeah.
And, you know, so basically the idea is if you've got a laptop, it's got a screen that has a certain resolution. If you want to upgrade this thing, you can actually pop out. It's got the keyboard. It's got the screen. You got the touchpad, which will be going in there eventually. And you've got this little computer that, you, as you described, is about the size of a credit card, maybe a little bit thicker than a credit card. This computer has the RAM. It has a computer built right into it. It's faster than the original Raspberry Pi, apparently, and most importantly, it doesn't have the spyware built into it at the, you know, the root level, if you will.
Yeah.
And then so the idea is when you're ready to upgrade, you would just pop this little card out, which contains the computer and the RAM, pop a new card in, and you can keep the housing. And not just laptop, but this is also going to apply to a desktop housing as well.
Right, and a tablet in the future when we get to it.
So, I mean, it's a big concept that encompasses...
By the way, you've also got
that
too.
Yeah,
I've
got that design too.
This is a whole... This little computer, the Libra T is the basis of a whole... just a vast array of products that they're intending to roll out in the future. And this is the beginning of the funding, you know, the fund drive just
kind
to get the first thing that everybody uses, right? Computers, everybody's got one. And... for the desktop, you're talking $120 for a completely secure, ecologically sound, and upgradable modular computer. There's nothing like this on the market right now.
Nothing at all. That's really strange. I mean, people who have used computers from the 1990s, they will remember, you know, sort of being able to upgrade the processor and the RAM and buy a sound card and, you know, things. And when you went commercial, because it was like $2,000 or more for something that was really very basic.
Sure.
So you wanted to save a lot of save money by keeping the cards or the peripherals and stuff to the next one that you upgraded. So you disassemble it, make it, and things. It's complicated. You drop screws and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
with a lot of care, you could do it. And then it sort of like got sort of mass produced and things, and people started sealing the boxes. And then of course they started adding in the things because it's so prevalent. I'm not sure whether it was. Intel and AMD adding in the spying backdoor processor because it was convenient or because they were actually being asked to do so by the NSA.
Tell me more about that.
We can't really tell.
The backdoors in Intel and AMD chips. Intel and AMD, of course, are the two major processor manufacturers out there. Pretty much anybody with a laptop or desktop computer is likely running one of those processors. I'm presuming Intel and AMD are not involved in the Libra T. Some other company is making your processors.
Ironically, we have to go to China to bring USA citizens security and right to privacy in their lives.
Can I use the Libra T in a current device I have? Is it possible to take this and stick it into something I have that's already compromised?
Sadly, hardware's... It doesn't work that way. I had to learn the hard way. I've been fat this for 5 years. I had to learn the hard way. You have to design the whole thing, source the components because they're very specific, design the casework and the circuit boards all at the same time. And one of the early products who made the mistake of getting some guy to design the casework and the circuit board separately. I told him to do that thing. It didn't fit. No, you can't put this into a standard computer. You'd have to. Take something from
it. Tell me what EOMA68 is. I mean, it's right here, very prominent on your crowdfunding campaign.
It's a unique tag word, basically. Down the line, if it says the EOMA68 compliant, you'll know that it's you know, saying. So it's not supposed to be understandable. It's that, but it does stand for embedded open modular architecture.
Meaning that you can audit the code of the low level.
It's a standard that you can trust because it's completely open and you can verify it. If you don't understand it, you can pay somebody else to check it.
Someone you trust can.
Correct.
Who knows programming?
Programming and hardware can go, yeah, that's good.
All right, so how does somebody do that with this device? I mean, is you just open it up, hook up, you know, install Linux on it? How do you actually edit the code without getting to – how do you get in there? How do you actually verify your claims?
The full source code you can actually download. I mean, we're required, because we've got a license called the GPL, we're required to provide the full source code. It's
right.
not a matter of a thing. We have to give it to you. So basically, from the website, you'll be able to link to where it is. You'll be able to see it. You'll be able to get an engineer to go and look at it and compile it up, etc. But if you're a software person, you'd actually be able to do it yourself. That's the whole point of the exercise.
So, but I mean, as far as like the average person, they're not going to have the ability to do that. They have to trust you guys, right?
They don't have. No, that's the whole point. They don't have to trust us.
Yeah.
They can literally go and get the source code themselves and give it to a completely impartial person.
Okay, tough question here, though. I'm going to hit you with this. How do they know? Okay, you can get the source code off the website, but how do they know that's the code that's on the device?
If you don't want to trust that, go ahead and go and get it. Go and download it yourself.
Yeah.
Go track all the sources and things. There is a big community behind this mm-hmm. processor and all of the ones who are saying we're not going to put in processors that have any track record, any possibility of being compromised. All right,
it's a big concept.
Security does seem to be their main concern. They're over there at Think Penguin, and this is they're behind all this.
Is this a Think Penguin project, or is there some sort of different consortium that you...
No, it's basically just me. But Chris was the one who contacted me because I was the only person who was actually a thing. Basically, Chris is sitting right here.
Hi, Chris.
Yep. All right, back here.
He was really concerned about the backdoor coprocessor spying going on in the AMD and the Intel processors, and wanted a product that he'd be able to sell, which people could trust.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You probably did some research about a couple of years ago, and I was the only person on the internet who actually had something which was vaguely like what he was looking for.
Yeah.
So Ian sponsored the work. I've been
so you guys,
for 2 years.
You've contacted the manufacturer in China. You've got this device here. It obviously already exists. Yep. What is it you're raising money for? Because right now you're at more than not quite half the way to your goal. You're looking to raise $150,000 on this crowdfunding campaign. You're up to over $60,000, which is awesome.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And there's about 23 days left, so just less than a month on this thing. What are you raising the money for? What's the goal
right here? Factories, especially in China, require cash.
Mm-hmm.
Right, cash
front.
Order for the upfront. Mm-hmm. All right, the orders that you put with them, you have to base it so that the components. So, for example, the computer card will cost us $35 to get made, but that's only if it's a volume of 250. If we could raise a million, well, we'd be able to get 20,000, 50,000 of these computer cards done.
For less, I would imagine.
Yeah,
stand by. We'll continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here, especially if you've got a question about the Liberty. It's a computer that will be a modular design, EOMA 68 compatible, which basically means that there's no spyware, there's no backdoors.
Respect your privacy, right, respect your freedom.
At the lowest of levels, what you're telling us here, and I believe we've discussed some of these stories in the past on the air, is the inherent lack of privacy in the mainstream computing world.
Right, if you've got a computer sitting in front of you right now, that computer, in all likelihood, is compromised from the lowest American on up to the highest.
Yeah, and so whether it's an AMD, an Intel, you even mentioned, we didn't mention this on the air, but Qualcomm is a mobile phone processor manufacturer. They're also corrupted, right?
Yes. There's some evidence to suggest that they required to work with law enforcement authorities, legal or otherwise, ethical or otherwise, to install over the air, even if the device, if your phone or tablet switched off, to install any program that they want onto your computer.
And you guys are eventually going to be doing a cell phone variant on this?
Yeah, we will.
A modular cell phone, which could then, again, be upgraded. You got your nice looking screen, you just pop the processor and RAM out in this little device, this Liberty.
With a hard kill switch on the modem, so it won't think, so you'll know that it's
definitely
off.
If you want to turn it off, it's off.
Yeah, so you can make your email, do your messages,
Now, that's down the road, right? That's
not what you're raising money for right now. That's right.
This
will be down the road, yeah.
So right now, you're looking to mass manufacture these tiny little credit card device, processor, RAM. What else was packed in there again? Processor, RAM?
Processor, RAM, and some storage, and NAND storage. And then on this one, we've also got HDMI, microSD, and things. So you can put in a microSD card. I can't believe you can get 256 gigabyte microSD cards now.
Now? Right. Yeah.
256 gigabyte micro SDs. And there's two, I had no idea either.
I think there's two slots in that. And that's now. I mean, what's going to happen in 5 years? You're going to get two terabyte micro SD cards?
Now, this thing's obviously targeted at privacy-conscious consumers. This is for people who...
Yeah, but it's low-cost enough that
anyone can do it.
So, I mean, it's buying a low-cost computer and getting all the privacy for free.
Yeah. Exactly.
And not to mention the sort of environmental concerns that go in with other computers and the cost savings over time. Because not only is it a low-cost computer, but because it's modular, you will be able to switch things out in the future as opposed to just tossing the whole computer.
Correct. Well, the thing with the caseworks, one thing I didn't realize until I started really investigating this is that environmental damage of a device is done by how much materials it costs. So it's the amount of environmental damage is directly proportional to how much you paid for it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right. So if you can keep something out of landfill for longer, not only do you save yourself money, but you've been doing a favor for the thing. But with this computer, it's designed, and the laptop is divided in several different parts, so that if you drop it and break one of the parts, you can go to UPS. UPS is doing investing huge amounts in 3D printing now.
Really?
Yeah. They want one in every single depot, all right? So that not just so that you can imagine that you ship something over across the world. Well, then here you just email the local depot of your customer or your friend or your family the STL file, upload it, and thing, and they'll 3D print it and mail it locally.
Your replacement part you can get locally from anyone with a 3D
print. Or your library, your makerspace, anything, or on the internet, Shapeways, whatever. And then you can repair it yourself.
Yeah, I hope
the screwdriver.
Yeah, I hope that we, are effectively communicating how big of a concept this is. I mean, we're hitting on multiple cylinders here.
It's
privacy conscious. At the lowest hardware level, so keeping you safe from snooping. It's environmentally
and
friendly.
And the president safe from snooping as well.
Right. Well, I think that's something you mentioned during the break, is that this is the first president that's been allowed to have a computer.
That's right.
And likely there is a back door in his computer.
I know, right? So it's environmentally friendly, it's privacy conscious, and it's affordable. That's one of those things where, you get that triangle where you can't have all three.
You can't have everything.
You really can't have it all, apparently.
Uh-huh. Well, you have to.
They can
have to invest ahead of time. You can't have it fast.
Right. They've got to get through this fundraiser.
Exactly.
And they're not quite to 50% at the moment. So go to computer.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to their fundraiser page. And, of course, like a good fundraiser, unlike ours that we're doing right now for Satellite Time, you've got all kinds of perks where people can get not just the small Liberty device, but full-on housing kit to build the computer itself. What are some of the things that you're offering on the perks if you're familiar with them?
Right. Okay. So there's a $5 one, which if you just want to contribute to this, fantastic.
Yep.
We'll be putting some T-shirts and stuff on later. There's the computer card, which is on at $65. Right at the bottom, there is a cable set, which if you really want to, you can go out on Amazon and find it. It's $1.63 for one of them, I think. But that's so that you can plug in, you can power it from your smartphone charger.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then plug in a keyboard and mouse and internet access, and plug it into HDMI into your television using the same HDMI cables that you get for those tablets, with the micro HDMI ones.
Huh.
So if you've already got that for your computer, you can just use this. You get $65, get a $1.63 cable, and you're done.
And your computer's just hanging there in the...
Uh-huh. It's dangling around and stuff.
Right, you don't have a housing for it.
If you're not happy with that, you can get the $55 micro desktop.
Yeah.
Now you can get two screens, and you've got three USB ports.
Two screens?
Right, two screens, because it's got a VGA output on one end, and you've got the micro HDMI on the other.
Okay, I need help with that. So you can
see how
dual
screens.
You have that?
Yeah, he's got here, just here.
Yeah.
The two screen computer guy who's messing around.
Not messing around.
That is awesome. I want that so badly.
Yeah, if you
I don't have any idea how to set that up.
If you contribute to this, you're definitely not messing around. I mean, this is a pretty serious project, and it's got a big vision.
This is messing around money, though.
You mentioned to us during one of the breaks, there's a pretty big vision here. I mean, you said you want to see this in Walmart. I mean, how realistic is that? If you meet the funding goal,
if we get the funding goal, we end up with an order for 50k units because we're
50,000.
Here's the thing. All right, is once we've got the prototypes up, I was saying the units up and running and the infrastructure is there, then I can start going along to Walmart's sales guys and Best Buy and PC World, Asda's, Aldi, all those stores, and say, hey guys, we had a successful Karen campaign. Here it is, it worked. Here's a demo unit. Go ahead and play with it and see what you think. All right. If you want to know the pricing of the cars now and the computer cars in the future, let us know. All right. So the vision is that it's not outside the realm of possibility. They will go, oh, sure, fine. Here's an order for 50,000. Fantastic. All right. Because I can base the pricing. I can go back to the factory in China and say, give me the pricing for this. And they'll say, oh, the computer card, bill of materials, $16. Great. Okay, so I can go along to Walmart and say, sell you this for 20. All right, now you'll get it for 25 in Walmart or wherever it is. But the vision is that you would have a rack of computer cards going, ranging from $20 for the low-end ones up to $100 for the fastest high-end ones.
Yep.
The next rack would have a 7-inch tablet, a netbook, a handheld.
Pick your case, whatever, right?
Yeah, color. Yeah, exactly. Knowing full well that you could actually go on the internet and reprint, 3D print your own replacement parts, and if you really wanted to, and repair it. And then a battery pack on the side as well. So you can literally mix and match.
Yeah.
And
people love that. I mean, they love to choose.
Yeah. But also, if you make a mistake, I mean, a thing I was just telling you in the break, I had a friend who 10 years ago bought one of some of those little laptop things. They were tiny little things. Brought it home for the kids for Christmas, and they were so disappointed because they were too slow to run the games that they were expecting off the internet. So it was a total waste. If it had been an EOM68 device, they were saying, oh, don't worry about it, kids. I'll talk to Grandma. I haven't got enough money, but maybe in 3 months' time she can buy you an early Christmas present, an early birthday present each. Yeah? Or an upgrade each of them for $30. How fantastic would that be?
Now, what operating systems can you realistically put on one of these?
Right. On this one, we've got Parabola Linux Libre, we've got Debian, we've got a couple of other ones, Fedora 24 and things. So basically you can run like Ubuntu, you can also run Android, and it will run Chrome OS.
Okay, so you have GUI and...
Yeah. You've got all the apps. Yeah, basically, okay. Yes. Later on, we'll have a upgraded one thing. We're really looking forward to a Windows one later.
All right, now doesn't that cancel out the privacy aspect?
But we can't have everything, man.
All right, hold on. We'll continue here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Maybe get a question about this fundraiser because it's pretty exciting. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll open the phones up here shortly, and you can take control of the airways as normal. 855-450-FREE is that number, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. The fundraising campaign for the Liberty, an EONA 68-compatible computer card that could become this sort of modular design futuristic computer where you can actually keep the computer itself, the monitor. If you get a laptop that's one of these, it's got one of these cards in it, you can just swap out the card. And that's basically like changing out your processor and your RAM, an upgrade, like an instant upgrade without having to know any kind of technology. You know, how do you break into a computer? I mean, I've been inside laptops before, and it is not something the average person can handle. This, you just pull this little card out. It's the size of a credit card. You pop in the new one, and you've got your upgrade. So you get to keep all of the stuff. As long as you don't drop the laptop and the screen cracks, then, you know, you'd have to replace the screen. But otherwise, you know, these things are going to last for quite a while. And it's going to, as you said before, allow people to do your standard kind of desktop-y stuff like, you know, word processing, web browsing, that basic level stuff. The processors aren't going to be designed for running the latest Doom game. But nonetheless, this is what most people are doing. They're not gamers. Most people aren't gamers. This is targeted towards people who are privacy conscious right now, but eventually you want everybody to be able to have access to this.
Correct.
So people that understand that their computers are basically compromised by the NSA, you guys really need to look at this right now. Go to computer.freetalklive.com and get all the details on this crowdfunding campaign. You guys have a bunch of stories linked here from various different computing websites where, I mean, you're getting accolades all over the place. From various different sites here, and they're saying, you know, hey, want to replace or upgrade the computer? This is from Lilliputting. Just slide out the PC card and slide in a new one. If you want to replace or customize any other components, you can 3D print your own parts or have someone who has a 3D printer do it for you. They've got one in the library here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Fantastic.
You can go to the library and print out a replacement part for something that breaks. So very, very cool concept here, and you guys were just you were teasing the idea of putting Windows on one of these things, which of course is seems contrary to the whole privacy design. What were you saying there?
The specification will require that Microsoft be honest.
About what?
about the spying that they're putting into the computers that they're doing at the moment.
Which everyone knows they're doing that. I mean, that's it's just speculation, though, huh?
No, it's not speculation. No? We know that the Windows operating system phones home.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, what was it, people who are on satellite links in remote areas doing life-saving work, doing computational analysis that takes several days, the freaking Windows update goes and stops the work that's saving lives in areas because it wants to install the upgrade. It's gone downloaded over thousands of dollars worth of satellite.
Which they're now forcing you to do these upgrades.
And you know why? It's because they're in bed both with the NSA and with the DRM companies for the media moguls.
So how is this project going to help make them more honest? I'm not clear on...
They won't get certification from me if it breaks the rules, the anti-spyware and spyware rules.
And that presumes that this will become so popular, they're going to want to be a part
Correct.
Of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the vision.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right now, you can get on board for $120. Basically, you've got a new computer. But what his hope is that that people will latch on to this modular, ecological idea, and I can't see why they wouldn't. And low cost.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, if people love green. They love, you know, the idea of saving the planet. And if it's cheaper, because usually when you get green, it's more expensive.
Honestly, what we found is the social studies have showed that honestly, people don't care so much about things, but they do care about their wallet. And what the fantastic thing is I can say about this is we can do both.
Yeah.
So we can tell people it saves you money long term. It just happens to be eco-conscious at the same time.
At the same time.
And yeah.
You can go to computer.freetalklive.com, learn more about it there, contribute to this crowdfunding campaign. I think it's doable. I mean, how long has this been going on for so far? You've got 23 days left. When
30,
did you start?
30 days started at the beginning of...
So you've about 2 months long.
I have a question. So you're going to have these computers, and obviously they're going to get better over time. Every 18 months, they're going to double in their capacity.
Double RAM, double capacity,
What do you... With the old ones, will you be able to design something where you can slip in three or four of these things sort of in serial and make a better computer or something?
The one thing I'm saying, if you're ever going to back this, please, for goodness sake, do not throw the old computer card away. Sell it on eBay. Contact us on the mailing list. We'll take it off your hands. There will be people who will want to think. There's a Raspberry Pi co-located hosting service, all right, where you can get Raspberry Pis and you can get you can host your website on a 2.5 watt computer. People will want to buy the older computer cards from you so that they can make $2 to $3 a month by renting it.
Huh. Let's go to the phones here. We've got some questions from the listeners. David is in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Luke Layton.
Yeah, you know, I tuned in late, so I'm not sure the full, stated purpose of your interview was, but it crossed my mind that you're talking about the costs of high tech. In other words, if you had somebody, before even the Pony Express, it took a week sometimes to get a point across to somebody on the other side of the planet, and so nowadays with high tech and electric, speed of light type of transactions, people don't have the opportunity to really make a wise decision. It's too many quick off the the hip kind of buying plans that.
Sleepwalking into it.
What's the question, David? I'm sorry, we're real short on time.
Well, it's the high cost of high tech.
This is low cost, right? This one is they're solving this this problem here.
Yeah, that's right. It's long term cost saving, David.
So the idea is you would get this computer, which could be 3D printed basically, and would throw a few parts in there. You get this Liberty computer device, you slide it in there, and you've got an operating computer. 2 years later, if you want to upgrade, you get a different computer chip that goes in, or a different computer card.
$50 instead of throwing away the whole laptop.
And so you keep the device, you keep the housing, you keep the monitor, you keep all the things that go around with it, you just do a quick upgrade. So you've saved a lot of money, and you've also, not contributed as much to a landfill in that case.
Well, yeah, I guess is what you're selling then the, you probably have to have like a parts bullet, so to speak, that you put in your copy machine, right? that, so if you're going to create one of these chips, you're going to have the raw materials to put in there, right?
We're using the mass volume processors, that the same ones that come out of smartphones and tablets. We're not taking on creating a processor of our own yet. We'll need about 5 to 10 million to do that.
So what they're doing right now, Dave, is they're doing a fundraising campaign, and you can go to computer.freetalklive.com to read all about it. Thank you for the call tonight. And the idea of the fundraising campaign, from what you've told me, Luke, is to garner enough to where you can put in a large order for these computer cards.
Correct.
With the vision of, you know, selling them in mass or to retailers and things like that.
That's a multi-stage approach. This is just the first start. This is just a start.
And you get to be part of the ground floor on this huge concept. That, you know, can be a part of history, basically.
Crowdfunding is about backing ideas, not about buying products. That's really important.
Sort of flashy, crappy ideas on many of these crowdfunding things, and I'm sure that people want them and that sort of thing. But this is sort of foundational and fundamental. This is hacking the whole electronics system that we have. You're going to remake it from the ground up, and that's amazing.
It's a paradigm shift in computing, and it's a wake-up call to people as well. At the same time.
All right, so it's EOMA 68 compatible computer cards. They've got this thing happening. I mean, this thing, it's close already. I would say this is within striking distance of
the main part, the critical thing for is the computer cards. We're about 5% away from the minimum order quantity of 250 units for the computer cards. So
okay, excellent.
That's really good.
So you guys are doing this final push here. There's 23 days left. Don't delay. Go to computer.freetalklive.com. Go there, learn more about this, and you can get in at various different support levels, as low as $5, and then, of course, plenty of perks beyond that, $65, $120, I think, what is it, $55, $450.
You know, so $120 bucks for a working computer.
Go check this thing out. It's amazing, and I was excited about it when initially you told me about it. Then you brought this 3D printed laptop to sort of show this is a real kind of proof of concept here, and you guys are working for this, and I think it's great. I appreciate you coming in tonight, Luke,
to tell us about this.
And again, the website, computer.freetalklive.com. And again, that will take you right to their crowdfunding campaign. They're at about 40% of their goal of $150,000, which, as far as crowdfunding campaigns goes, not the largest one. That's reachable.
So
best of luck, and to keep us informed as to how develops. Thanks. Luke Layton from the EOMA 68 Liberty Computer Card Project. Computer.freetalklive.com. We're opening up the phones. You can call in about anything you want to discuss here. Hour number two is on the way, and this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.